Task 2. You will hear part of a program. Choose the option A, B or C that best completes the sentences according to what you hear. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
When you're working in a job that isn't working for you, it tends to affect a lot of other aspects of life. It's hard not to get emotional about problems at work, crying or yelling. There's a lot more to leaving a job than you might think. Don't act on impulse. Don't throw it all away before you listen to this life kit, because it might help you navigate that transition smoother. So we're talking about how to quit a job. Let's say you work at a dog grooming salon or at a big law firm. No matter what your industry, there are some universal things about leaving jobs. And these are tips relevant to just about anyone. Maybe you feel unmotivated, or maybe there's no future where you work. Pay close attention. That's probably an early warning sign. O'Donnell is a longtime career counselor and guru on how to leave jobs. She founded Work It Daily, a career advice site, and this is her first bit of important advice. Pay attention to your feelings about work before you get too emotional. That's our first takeaway. She says most people start planning when it's way too late. The toxicity has gotten so bad, people are fed up, bitter, or need months off to recover. It's not always easy to keep emotions in check. I've covered workplace issues for years. I've covered lousy job markets, like the years following the Great Recession, and good ones, where it seems like anyone with a pulse can land a job. But when it comes to quitting a job, there's something I hear all the time. Workers don't leave jobs, they leave managers. But what O'Donnell's really saying is that you need to reframe the problems you have at work. Think practically, not out of anger. People leave jobs all the time. It's no big deal. Keep calm. Carry on.
Step back and think about who you are and what you want and what kind of environment you need in to be successful, what kind of value you want to provide on the job. That takes a lot of mental work. You never want to quit a job without having a plan.
One that takes your finances, career goals, and reputation into consideration. And that, it turns out, is our second takeaway. Have a plan before you quit. Having a plan works great when things go to plan, but they don't always. And O'Donnell recognizes there are situations that demand an immediate exit, like workplace assault or sexual harassment, or when the stress is so high it's causing medical problems. Outside of those instances where you're physically unsafe, she says most people can buy a little time to plan. O'Donnell says ideally you want a written offer in hand before you leave, because employers look down on gaps in resumes, and most likely you'll need a reference from your old job in order to get a new one. Once you've resolved to leave, you need to think about the third takeaway: get your financial house in order. This is the practical and logistical part of the plan. Things like making sure you have some form of health insurance and some savings. Actually, a lot of savings. More than you might think. More than might be possible, at least if you take O'Donnell's advice. She says that's because it takes the average job seeker 9 months and 10 interviews to get a new job. Up until now, we've been talking about everything you do before saying a word to anyone at work about quitting. But at some point, word has to come out, which brings us to our fourth takeaway. Get your story straight. The reason that's so important is that your story will continue to reverberate long after you leave. It's your last and lasting impression. Leaving with integrity keeps your good name intact and ideally leaves the doors open should you ever wish to come back. Assume you'll be working with or for these individuals again, because that happens all the time. Even on your way out, there are ways to ensure your colleagues will speak highly of you, which is basically to leave a good legacy. And that's our fifth and final takeaway. A graceful exit is all about preserving relationships. Now, what if you have clients? Most likely, you'll have to leave them behind. Saying goodbye to them can be tough, especially if you've cut their hair, photographed their families, or helped design their marketing plan. But trying to take them with you can hurt your reputation. But for most of us, at least on a personal level, the biggest loss we suffer in leaving a job is our work friends, people close enough to call your work spouse, because some of these people you've spent more time with than your actual spouse. Doing right by them means helping the next person coming into your role. Make the transition easy, maybe even offer to train the incoming person. And O'Donnell says, don't leave with vague promises of keeping in touch. Who knows? They might return the favor.
Now, listen again.
When you're working in a job that isn't working for you, it tends to affect a lot of other aspects of life. It's hard not to get emotional about problems at work, crying or yelling. There's a lot more to leaving a job than you might think. Don't act on impulse. Don't throw it all away before you listen to this life kit, because it might help you navigate that transition smoother. So we're talking about how to quit a job. Let's say you work at a dog grooming salon or at a big law firm. No matter what your industry, there are some universal things about leaving jobs. And these are tips relevant to just about anyone. Maybe you feel unmotivated, or maybe there's no future where you work. Pay close attention. That's probably an early warning sign. O'Donnell is a longtime career counselor and guru on how to leave jobs. She founded Work It Daily, a career advice site, and this is her first bit of important advice. Pay attention to your feelings about work before you get too emotional. That's our first takeaway. She says most people start planning when it's way too late. The toxicity has gotten so bad, people are fed up, bitter, or need months off to recover. It's not always easy to keep emotions in check. I've covered workplace issues for years. I've covered lousy job markets, like the years following the Great Recession, and good ones, where it seems like anyone with a pulse can land a job. But when it comes to quitting a job, there's something I hear all the time. Workers don't leave jobs, they leave managers. But what O'Donnell's really saying is that you need to reframe the problems you have at work. Think practically, not out of anger. People leave jobs all the time. It's no big deal. Keep calm. Carry on.
Step back and think about who you are and what you want and what kind of environment you need in to be successful, what kind of value you want to provide on the job. That takes a lot of mental work. You never want to quit a job without having a plan.
One that takes your finances, career goals, and reputation into consideration. And that, it turns out, is our second takeaway. Have a plan before you quit. Having a plan works great when things go to plan, but they don't always. And O'Donnell recognizes there are situations that demand an immediate exit, like workplace assault or sexual harassment, or when the stress is so high it's causing medical problems. Outside of those instances where you're physically unsafe, she says most people can buy a little time to plan. O'Donnell says ideally you want a written offer in hand before you leave, because employers look down on gaps in resumes, and most likely you'll need a reference from your old job in order to get a new one. Once you've resolved to leave, you need to think about the third takeaway: get your financial house in order. This is the practical and logistical part of the plan. Things like making sure you have some form of health insurance and some savings. Actually, a lot of savings. More than you might think. More than might be possible, at least if you take O'Donnell's advice. She says that's because it takes the average job seeker 9 months and 10 interviews to get a new job. Up until now, we've been talking about everything you do before saying a word to anyone at work about quitting. But at some point, word has to come out, which brings us to our fourth takeaway: get your story straight. The reason that's so important is that your story will continue to reverberate long after you leave. It's your last and lasting impression. Leaving with integrity keeps your good name intact and ideally leaves the doors open should you ever wish to come back. Assume you'll be working with or for these individuals again, because that happens all the time. Even on your way out, there are ways to ensure your colleagues will speak highly of you, which is basically to leave a good legacy. And that's our fifth and final takeaway. A graceful exit is all about preserving relationships. Now, what if you have clients? Most likely, you'll have to leave them behind. Saying goodbye to them can be tough, especially if you've cut their hair, photographed their families, or helped design their marketing plan. But trying to take them with you can hurt your reputation. But for most of us, at least on a personal level, the biggest loss we suffer in leaving a job is our work friends, people close enough to call your work spouse, because some of these people you've spent more time with than your actual spouse. Doing right by them means helping the next person coming into your role. Make the transition easy, maybe even offer to train the incoming person. And O'Donnell says, don't leave with vague promises of keeping in touch. Who knows? They might return the favor.
This is the end of task 2.